News Now.
From the convention to the campaign trail, I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. On the heels of his speech during the Republican National Convention, President Trump took his attacks on Democratic rival Joe Biden to the swing state of New Hampshire.
He wants mass amnesty. He wants illegal aliens to be taken care of, health care and every other way. And he wants to raise your taxes. Look. Your taxes are going to go through the roof.
Last night's rally taking place at a hangar at Manchester Airport, the in-person event criticized by Biden's campaign given the coronavirus pandemic. Today, the president heads to Louisiana and Texas, where Hurricane Laura ripped through on Thursday. The damage in Lake Charles, Louisiana, so severe it could be weeks before water service and electricity are restored.
The storm was so powerful it blew a train off its tracks. Lake Charles Memorial Hospital, which suffered only minor damage in the storm, is transferring inpatients to outside facilities because of damage to the city's water system.
Fox says Jonathan Seri, the hurricane is blamed for at least 14 deaths. The ongoing protest in Portland, Oregon, lands on the doorstep of the city's mayor. Demonstrators staging a sit-in last night outside the home of Ted Wheeler. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, National Guard troops remain on the ground following days of protest.
The Wisconsin Senate holds a special session Monday to address a package of police reforms following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who Kenosha Police Chief Daniel Miskinnis says is no longer being guarded at a hospital.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the teenager accused of shooting and killing two people during the Kenosha unrest remains in Illinois. Kyle Rittenhouse said he went to Wisconsin to protect people and businesses. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A message from federal authorities to missing children across the country. We will never stop looking for you. This as nearly 40 missing or endangered children were rescued in Georgia. Law enforcement officials say some of them were likely victims of sex trafficking. The operation, focusing on the cities of Atlanta and Macon, also resulted in 9 arrests. After a summer surge of new coronavirus cases, California is changing the way it allows businesses to reopen.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says rather than different criteria for 58 different counties, it's 2 bits of criteria to assess all of them.
So case rate and test positivity.
The higher number of cases and positivity rates go into the purple tier, and it goes down from there to red, then orange, and then yellow. Businesses get to modify, like going back to indoor dining and indoor activities, based on the color they're in, which Newsom says is meant
to prepare for the upcoming flu season, this twindemic, as we deal with flu and we deal with COVID-19.
It takes 21 days of reduced case numbers to be able to move into a lower tier. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California already has the largest homeless population in the country, and fears are growing the crisis could get worse. Next week, eviction and foreclosure protections that have been in place for months expire. But under a proposal supported by the governor, people who can't pay rent could stay in their homes through the end of January if they pay a portion of what they owe. State lawmakers are hoping to extend eviction protections while also addressing the impact on landlords during the pandemic. It's been on the loose for nearly a month. An 800-plus pound animal known as a beefalo that escaped from a meat processing plant in Plymouth, Connecticut. The animal, a cross between a bison and domestic cattle, is believed to be in a wooded area. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Got a minute? Want the latest on how COVID-19 is impacting business and the economy? Then stay in touch with Marketplace Minute, a podcast and smart speaker briefing updated 3 times daily.
I'm Nova Safa with the Marketplace Minute. The nation's gross domestic product contracted by an annualized rate of nearly 33%.
Amazon reporting profits doubled to more than
$5 billion. Consumer spending accounts for 2/3 of the U.S. economy, and the Commerce Department...
Just ask your smart speaker to play the Marketplace Minute. You can also listen on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Beltway in Chevy Chase, an accident on the outer loop of the Beltway at Connecticut Avenue involving a jackknife tractor trailer has been cleared, and you should now find all travel lanes reopened. Just a little bit of heavy volume in that area. Keep in mind in the district that on 30th Street Northwest, that is closed in both directions between Stevenson Place and Tennyson Street, and that due to water main repairs. And also East Street is closed for gas main repairs between 5th Street and 6th Street in Southeast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert today as the remnants of Laura pass through the D.C. metro. We'll have the chance for showers in the morning, storms by the afternoon. Some of those may have some gusty winds, highs in the mid-80s. We head overnight, mainly clear behind a cold front, lows back into the 60s, mostly sunny on your Sunday, beautiful conditions, low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
Kamala Harris has been one of President Trump's most fierce opponents with her attacks on gun rights and religious freedom, her backing of socialist tax and spend programs, abortion rights, and the cancel culture. Now, Newsmax TV's new primetime show with Grant Stinchfield exposes the radical Kamala Harris. Tune into Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight to see the shocking truth. Plus, see Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Fios, Spectrum, Uverse, Cox, Optimum, Suddenlink, Mediacom, or check your cable guide. Or get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, smart TVs, and more. You can download the free Newsmax TV app from your smartphone and start watching now. Remember, Newsmax TV is the only cable news channel for free on OTT devices. So start watching Stinchfield and Newsmax anytime, anywhere in the world. Newsmax TV is real news for real people.
Local schools announcing more online learning in the fall with no sports. A lot of parents are looking for an alternative. Vince Colonnais here. I need to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union Military Academy is one of the nation's leading college prep boarding schools, offering high-quality academics and athletics for young men in grades 7 through 12. At Fork Union, they emphasize core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, discipline. Their unique one-subject plan curriculum, combined with small class sizes, mandatory study periods, and personal accountability, works to help students reach their full potential. In fact, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. Right now, Fork Union is accepting a limited number of fall enrollments for a safer on-campus learning experience, guaranteed to help your son achieve success in the classroom, in athletics, and in life. Want to learn more and see if Fork Union Military Academy is right for you? Visit ForkUnion.com. That's ForkUnion.com.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
Do you have a fireplace that needs an upgrade? An old fireplace that doesn't produce any warmth? Bromwells is here to help. Founded in 1873, Bromwells is America's oldest fireplace store. Family owned and operated, we're committed to offering you the best assortment of quality products at fair prices and providing unsurpassed service. Visit our store in Falls Church today and find out what's made Bromwell's the choice for fireplaces in Northern Virginia for 145 years. Bromwell's, the fireplace people.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console, and Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. Plenty to cover in the aftermath of the Republican National Convention, and we'll get perspectives from John Gizzi, the White House correspondent at Newsmax. We'll also talk with K.T. McFarland. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times. Some interesting cultural aspects to the Republican National Convention. And one little side note we're going to do this morning, real estate is going through the roof. Housing prices and sales going through the roof. And we're going to check in with Eric Stewart. Of course, he hosts Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here on WMAL. But we're going to start off this morning with President Trump out on the campaign trail, speaking at an airplane hangar in New Hampshire last night. And quite a contrast. Now, if you saw the acceptance speech the president did on the South Lawn of the White House Thursday night, he stuck to the script, followed the teleprompter, and was subdued, shall we say, in contrast to a typical rally. Chris Wallace said it was a little bit flat. And I think, again, that's in contrast to, his raucous rallies. So if you saw the speech Thursday night, but you didn't catch last night's speech, here's the difference. You'll hear it in a second, because I'm going to tell you first that Joe Biden came out yesterday and said that he actually will go on the campaign trail, but he's going to wait 10 days before he goes out. And this is how President Trump reacted to the delay in Biden finally getting it out on the campaign trail. And this is how President Trump laid it out last night in New Hampshire.
Here's what I don't get. Sleepy Joe's coming out, he said, in 10 days. That's a long 10 days. 10 days. That's like an eternity in Trumpville. 10 days. I view 10 days as like an eternity, okay? So he decided he's coming out and he's going to be out in 10 days. That's a long time. That's a big percentage of the remaining time. That's all right. He's much better off where he is. I think we love Melania. We do. She did a great job, right?
So the president back to his spontaneity on the campaign trail, and he lit in to Joe Biden, and he continues here.
A weak guy named Joe Biden, and he's weak. He's weak as hell. A weak guy like Joe Biden didn't even bring law and order up as a subject for discussion in the entire Democrat National Convention. Now they're all of a sudden... Now they realize, because they've gone down like a rock in water, they've gone down in the polls, and now all of a sudden they're talking, oh, well, we have to talk about crime. Number one, they have no, look at what happened to New York. Look at what's going on in Chicago. All Democrats, all radical left Democrats. Look at what's going on in the great state of Wisconsin. Now, I will tell you, 2 days ago we sent in the National Guard. That was the end of that problem. Look at Portland.
And President Trump continued on the National Guard.
We could take care of Portland in 45 minutes. 45 minutes. If that mayor would call and say, please send in the National Guard, just like, we did it in Minneapolis. Remember that? The place was going to burn down. Another few days, we sent in the National Guard. It was over within an hour.
So that's President Trump on the campaign trail about Joe Biden. Now, story making news yesterday. I'm not sure if you saw it, because probably not that many of the media outlets carried it. But a number of those who attended the Thursday night acceptance speech and the festivities on the South Lawn of the White House, a number of those attendees were met by protesters when they left the White House. In the streets of Washington, it was very late at night, and among those was Rand Paul. And we're going to have Rand Paul's description in just a moment of what happened to him. But while we're on President Trump, and new to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser over Rand Paul being under attack by the protesters after leaving the White House. Here's the president in New Hampshire.
When it was over, You saw when it was over? The thugs outside, because the Democratic mayor of Washington, D.C., it's another Democrat that's not believing in law and order. And, you know, we give Washington, D.C. a lot of money to run it. But they don't do a good job of running it, the mayor. She doesn't run anything. And they, these incredible people from all over the country, all over the world that were there last night, they walked out to a bunch of thugs. And that wasn't, remember this, that wasn't friendly protesters. They were thugs. They were thugs. And the D.C. police are good. But the mayor gave bad instructions last night that should have never been allowed to happen. When a senator like Rand Paul walks out, and thank God we had some good police around him, and they took a tremendous, they took tremendous abuse.
So you heard the president use the term thugs. He said not protesters, he used were thugs. And, of course, the major media outlets making a big deal of the fact that he called these protesters thugs. Well, here's how we can maybe give you a sense of what was happening. This is sound from the street. This is the sound as Rand Paul and his wife were pretty much under attack from a group of, well, you want to call them protesters, you want to call them thugs, you want to call them anarchists. That's up to you what you call them. But here's what it sounded like.
Move back! You move the f*** back! Move back!
So I'm not sure if that's what you call peaceful protest at midnight when people are threatening a United States senator and his wife, and other people were threatened who came out of the White House. And Rand Paul was on the Fox News Channel yesterday, and it is very ironic, and he explains why.
They were shouting threats, you know, to us, to kill us, to hurt us. But they're also shouting, say her name, Breonna Taylor. And it's like, you couldn't reason with this mob, but I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids.
So that's Rand Paul, and that's what happened right here in D.C. It's 6:17. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Virginia, watch for an accident in Lorton on 95 northbound, just south of Lorton. That's exit 163. Got the left center lane, the right center lane, and the right shoulder blocked. The left lane does squeeze by this accident, but do watch out for delays forming in that area. No other incidents reported in Virginia at this time. Earlier accidents on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue cleared. All lanes open there. On the inner loop at Central Avenue, watch out for some long-term construction there and a traffic pattern change. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert today as the remnants of Laura pass through the D.C. metro. We'll have the chance for showers in the morning, storms by the afternoon. Some of those may have some gusty winds, highs in the mid-80s. So we head overnight, mainly clear behind a cold front, lows back into the 60s, mostly sunny on your Sunday, beautiful conditions, low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
72 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:19, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, I wish I had an extra hour to be able to play some of the inflammatory things that Democrats said this week. Joe Lockhart tweet when he was talking about Nick Sandman, you know, the young fellow in the MAGA hat that was accused of really being a young racist when he was confronted by the protester. You all remember Nick in the MAGA hat. Joe Lockhart, former press secretary, Democratic press secretary, called him a snot-nosed little kid. That was very nice. That snot-nosed little kid has certainly taken it to CNN and the Washington Post legal settlements for Nicholas Sandman. Here's a gem from Nancy Pelosi. She's now calling Republicans and President Trump enemies of the state. Here she goes.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and wow. our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress.
So she's calling the president and the Congress enemies of the state. Class act there, Madam Speaker. Now, another gem from Nancy Pelosi this week is suggesting that Joe Biden not debate President Trump. Whatever. Here she goes again.
Don't tell anybody I told you this. Especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States. If Joe Biden asked you what I thought about it, I don't think that he should dignify that conversation with Donald Trump.
Wow. What did Joe Biden have to say about it?
As long as the commission continues down the straight and narrow as they have, I'm going to debate him. Now I know for certain that they're going to, I'm going to be a fact checker on the floor while I'm debating him. I think everybody knows this man is has a somewhat pathological tendency not to tell the truth.
All right, so Joe says he's going to debate. The speaker says not to. Whatever. All right, let's move on to something more positive. I picked out some highlights from earlier in the week. You may have heard some of these, you may not, but some of the statements and comments and presentations made at the Republican National Convention, one that may go down as sort of the highlight of the Republican National Convention. These comments from South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, African-American senator on the Republican side of the aisle.
Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last. There are millions of families just like mine all across this nation, full of potential, seeking to live the American dream. And I'm here tonight to tell you that supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance of making that dream a reality. God bless you.
Senator Tim Scott, South Carolina. Now, you may have noticed that the Republican Party made a significant outreach to the African-American community. Now, this is something I've been suggesting to Republican, quote-unquote, insiders for years, and I'm not sure that any of my comments ever made any difference to anybody, but at least this year, they woke up and they were smart about it. Now, as an example, Vernon Jones is a Democrat. He's a Georgia state representative, and he spoke Monday night at the Republican National Convention.
Police officers are our fellow citizens. They live in our country. They have families, too. They live in our communities. Unfortunately, Democrats have turned their backs on our brave police officers. They call it defunding, and it's a danger to our cities, our neighborhoods, and our children. Isn't it ironic that Democrat politicians have personal security to protect them?
So how is Vernon Jones treated by his fellow Democrats?
I was threatened, called an embarrassment, and asked to resign by my own party. Unfortunately, that's consistent with the Democratic Party and how they view independent thinking black men and women.
Well, how do they view independent thinking men and women?
The Democratic Party does not want black people to leave their mental plantation. I have news for Joe Biden. We are free people with free minds. And I'm part of a large and growing segment of the black community who are independent thinkers.
So that's a sample of the comments from Vernon Jones. Now, Clarence Henderson, is a civil rights activist, and he was one of those at the lunch counter at a Woolworths in 1960 in the South, and was one of those that turned into a very difficult situation. We'll leave it at that. Here's what Clarence Henderson had to say.
Freedom of thought is a powerful thing. There are Americans, voters all over the country, who media is trying to convince to conform to the same old Democratic talking points. You know what that'll get you? The same old results. Joe Biden had the audacity to say, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Well, to that I say, if you do vote for Biden, you don't know history. Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a leader. Politicians are a dime a dozen. Leaders are priceless. The record funding Trump gave HBCUs is priceless, too.
And one more representative of the African-American community who was speaking. I mean, we could go on. Alice Johnson was there. Of course, she was pardoned by the president yesterday. But I thought Daniel Cameron was very striking. He's the attorney general in Kentucky, African-American. And here's what he had to say.
I think often about my ancestors who struggled for freedom. And as I think of those giants and their broad shoulders, I also think about Joe Biden, who says, if you aren't voting for me, you ain't black, who argued that Republicans would put us back in chains, who says there is no diversity of thought in the black community. Mr. Vice President, look at me. I am black. We are not all the same, sir. I am not in chains. My mind is my own. And you can't tell me how to vote because of the color of my skin.
Daniel Cameron, yesterday, a lot of people were talking about him being a rising star in the Republican Party, potentially, if and when Mitch McConnell retires from the Senate, that he would attempt to take over Mitch McConnell's seat after retirement. So here's one more from Daniel Cameron.
They believe your skin color must dictate your politics. And if you fail to conform while exercising your God-given right to speak and think freely, they will cut you down. The politics of identity, cancellation, and mob rule are not acceptable to me. Republicans trust you to think for yourself and to pursue your American dream however you see fit. Mr. Lincoln said the dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise to the occasion. I believe Donald Trump can meet Lincoln's mandate, even as Joe Biden remains trapped by his own failed record and by the radicals who dominate his party. Let's be honest. No one is excited about Joe Biden.
And if you saw some of the criticism floating around in Twitter and in the mainstream media outlets, the criticism of these African Americans during the week, throughout the week, including yesterday. If you saw the criticism and some of the things that were said about them, it's really pretty disgusting. It is now 6:28. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
There's a lot going on in real estate, and now you're planning to sell. Who do you call and trust to get you the most money for your home and do it safely? I've got your answer. I'm Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to tell you about the only real estate team I recommend, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, with the Reynolds team, Keller Williams Realty. Sarah and Debbie will guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference. Listen, there's a difference between getting your home sold and getting your home sold right. Getting your home sold right means more money in your pocket, not just getting it sold. Sarah and Debbie get their sellers $32,500 more on average. For Kendra Miller, the Reynolds team sold her home right. Kendra received 19 offers and sold for the highest sale in the neighborhood. Call the Reynolds team today at 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
In the news at 6:30, President Trump says he is heading to Louisiana and Texas after Hurricane Laura tore through parts of those states. He will visit those states today. Comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm smashed into Lake Charles, Louisiana. The mayor there says that it could be weeks before water service is restored. Electricity is also out. It could take crews weeks to put up new poles and restring power lines. The hurricane has killed 14 people. It was a monster storm at Lake Charles, but it could have been much worse. The experts say the expected 20 feet of storm surge missed Lake Charles, instead struck a much less populated region. That because the storm made a last-minute wobble to the east. The storm also threaded a needle between New Orleans and Houston. Storm preparation experts say residents and emergency managers were smart in their preparations and evacuation. Laura was still devastating, but not as catastrophic as it might have been. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is resigning because of a chronic illness. Concerns about his health began in the early part of the summer and grew in the month of August. He visited a Tokyo hospital 2 weeks ago, and he has had unspecified health conditions and has acknowledged that he will be resigning because of that chronic illness, and we'll discuss those implications later on this morning with John Gizzi. 6:33, a time for the check of the traffic and weather with Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center.
A couple of accidents to watch out for in Virginia. 95 northbound just south of Lorton Road. Three lanes blocked with an incident. That is along the left side of the roadway. And also on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard. Also, there is an accident blocking three lanes. The left center lane, right center lane, and right lane closed with that incident as well. So watch for delays. In the district, getting word of some fire department activity that has D Street closed in southeast between 50th and 51st Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Storm Watch 7 is on weather alert today as the remnants of Laura pass through the D.C. metro. We'll have the chance for showers in the morning, storms by the afternoon. Some of those may have some gusty winds, highs in the mid-80s. As we head overnight, mainly clear behind a cold front, lows back into the 60s, mostly sunny on your Sunday, beautiful conditions, low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Storm Watch 7 Weather Center.
72 degrees in D.C. at 634.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too, but the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-337-2020. Right now, we're extending our 20% friends and family discount to patients treated in September who mention this ad. That's 844-337-2020. LASIKplus20.com. 20% discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIKplus20.com.
Visit MinuteClinic for affordable care with everything from strep tests to sleep assessments. Plus, pick up prescriptions and other essentials all in one place. Kind of like how you take care of things all in one place, too.
Lunch is ready. Laundry's in the dryer. And has anyone seen my laptop? I've got a meeting in 5 minutes.
And might I say, very impressive. MinuteClinic at CVS, where healthier meets easier. Services vary by location. See clinic for details. Patients may get prescriptions and front store items at any pharmacy of their choosing.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Always good to get the perspectives of Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The conventions are over. We're about 2 months away from Election Day, and now the candidates hit the campaign trail.
Yes, indeed. They're doing that in a big way. And, you know, before we get into that, Rick, I have to point out that the White House actually has two things that they can be very, very proud of at this very moment. And that's the fact that they did produce a very remarkable national convention. And also, they maintained their reelection campaign. It has never faltered, has it? In fact, it's gotten even stronger as time goes by, despite all the endless attacks from the media and the partisan foes. And also, my gosh, the coronavirus pandemic, which is possibly the biggest challenge of all. But anyway, Trump has gone sprinting back to the campaign trail. Yesterday, Friday, he was in Londonderry, New Hampshire, for a big outdoor rally in an aviation facility. And he was seeking to build momentum in a battleground state. That is what an NBC affiliate in Boston said. But he does a lot more of that. And certainly this is Trump's main milieu. He loves it, and so does his audience. And this is the third time this year that the president has already appeared in the Granite State. And of note, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu did not go to that. And one other thing, the Trump campaign raised a record-breaking $165 million in July, and their war chest is now $1 billion. And just as far as the campaign trail and the rallies and so forth go, and fundraising as well, this is a real Trump tradition. You have to remember that in 2016, then-candidate Donald Trump, he staged 323 rallies How about that? I mean, think about that. And the final one that he staged was in Manchester, New Hampshire, before an audience of 12,000 people. And also, after he was elected, Mr. Trump lost no time in getting ready for 2020. And he established the new motto of Keep America Great, and he fired up his campaign offices on January 18, 2017. That's before he was inaugurated. And also, one other little historic thing, he filed his intention for re-election with the Federal Election Commission on January 20th, 2017, and that was his inauguration day. And by then, he'd already raised $7 million for his campaign just in a day or so. So sprints back on the campaign trail, and I think Trump will be very much at home.
Polls are out, and they put Biden ahead with a slight edge. But what are some of the analysts predicting?
Well, I read polls all the time. As everybody knows, the Inside the Beltway column has a poll du jour every day. There's a poll in there. I read a lot of polls. And I also like to see what's beyond the polls. And this particular quote is coming from John Hinderaker. He is the founder of PowerlineBlog.com. If you don't know about Powerline, you should. It's a great site. And here's what he has to say. It's a direct quote from him. The path is open to a GOP sweep. And he is citing the social unrest and lots of violence and so forth that's been going on in recent weeks, particularly in those Democrat-dominated cities. He says the riots, looting, and arson that has broken out across America with tacit or open support from many Democratic politicians have radically changed the outlook for November's election. The Democrats have no idea how to reel back the whirlwind of crime and violence that they have unleashed. I now think that President Trump will carry both Wisconsin and Minnesota, which will ensure his reelection. Again, that's coming from John Hinderaker. And one other thing about Trump's media advantage, this is a different group. This is not a pollster. This is a marketing research firm. They say now that Trump does have a, quote, decisive media advantage. And this is directed to all our advertising folks that might be listening out there. But he says that President Trump has an advantage in earned and paid media. If you don't know what that means, earned media, I didn't know. I had to look it up. Anyway, earned media means all that kind of organic stuff where you have social media, word of mouth, polls, editorials, news media coverage, all that. And paid media is simply that. Traditional advertising, and they are saying that this is a group called What If Media, and they do a lot of marketing research, and here's just a couple of the numbers they asked, a very large poll, about 9,000 people, and they asked them, how often have you heard about Trump and about Biden's news? And 65% heard the Trump news, but only 27% had heard the information about Mr. Biden, but it goes all the way down in all sorts of interesting transformations of this kind of buzz, and Mr. Trump is king of buzz.
We saw major outreach to the African-American community at the Republican convention. What do you see in terms of his voter coalitions? How's that going for the campaign?
Boy, they are really in fourth gear as far as the coalitions go. And indeed, we talked about this earlier, Rick, that they had reached out to just about every kind of demographic you can think of. And now President Trump has 40, count them, 40 different voter coalitions. And he's reached out to military vets, pro-lifers, Hindus, blacks, Hispanics, mothers, Muslims, Greek Americans, lawyers, Indian Americans, ranchers, Catholics, that's just to name a couple of them. And this week he added 13 more, and I'm just going to go through what he added this week to just tell you about what kind of outreach he has to voters. Albanian Americans for Trump, Assyrians for Trump, Chaldeans for Trump, firefighters for Trump, German Americans for Trump, gun owners for Trump, Italian Americans, medical professionals, Polish Americans, Serbian Americans, truckers for Trump, Ukrainian Americans for Trump, and Trump Pride, which counts former acting director of national intelligence Richard Grenell on its advisory board. But it just tells you that this is a campaign that they're very imaginative and very specific about who they reach out to.
Still seem to be missing illegal immigrants for Trump, though. We saw a number of politicians, current Democrats, speaking at the convention. One was a former Democrat that saw the light, and he stood out, and he is from New Jersey.
Yes, indeed. I've followed this gentleman for quite a few months. That is Representative Jeff Drew. Yes, he was a Democrat turned a Republican. He wrote a really interesting op-ed for Fox News. I'm just going to go over it really quickly this morning. Here's what he has to say. My decision to leave the Democratic Party was one that was not entered into lightly. The pressure of party bosses, activists, and even my colleagues was great. But the Democratic Party has changed. It is no longer the party that my grandparents and I grew up admiring. It is not the party that once allowed for and encouraged free thought and robust debate. Now it is a mob that drives policy decisions with the goal of starting over with a new system of governments. He goes on to say, I was always told that Republicans would marginalize me and push me aside and treat me like dirt. This could not be further from the truth. I have been welcomed with open arms. And even when I disagreed on some issues, my views have always been respected. He goes on to say, I was always told that Republicans would marginalize me, push me aside, treat me like dirt. This could not be further from the truth. I have been welcomed with open arms. And even when I have disagreed on some issues, my views have been respected. The picture of Republicans that is painted by Democrats and their allies in the media is mostly false. In fact, many of my former colleagues firmly believe the Republican Party is the sole cause of many societal ills. And Mr. Drew concludes, it is this unjustified logic that allows them to treat their colleagues, their constituents, and their fellow citizens with disdain and call them deplorable or worse. We must work in concert to keep America unified and push back against that ignorance. Many continue to run away from America. I cannot. I must run toward America. Again, that's Representative Jeff Drew of New Jersey, Democrat turned Republican.
Rain in the forecast over the weekend. We're going to be inside, running out of things to do inside at the same house. What do you recommend in terms of maybe a weekend read?
Well, if you're tired of reading, you know, just that kind of airhead stuff, here's two free things online that you could, might want to take a peek at if you're in a political mood. Americans for Tax Reform, this is a nonprofit taxpayer advocacy group, they continue to cite the many benefits of President Trump's tax cuts as defined in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. They have defined 1,200 examples of small business expansion, new hires, pay raises, opportunity zone, job creation, all sorts of things, and they're very specific about it. They've talked to the small business owners. If you want to kind of keep up on this, it's right online for you to look at, and it's very personal in certain ways. You know, you might want to take a peek, but if you do, it's ATR.org/list. Again, that's from Americans for Tax Reform. And one other thing you might want to peek at, this week the Catholic Association released a master list of all of President Trump's pro-life accomplishments while he was in office. They are completed their list with citations in the press, so you know exactly where it came from. And they also have a list of his top 10 pro-life victories. If you're curious about this, that is thecatholicassociation.org. The forward slash of promises. So, I don't know. If you want something more substantial to read and have a good snack, go ahead and try those.
You can also read Jennifer Harper's Twitter feed at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much, Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times.
Thank you, Rick. Have a good weekend, everybody.
6:48, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
A couple of accidents to watch out for in Virginia. 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard. The south entrance ramp closed with an incident. Northbound on 95 south of Lorton Road. Three lanes still blocked with that incident. Left lane is squeezing by there, and traffic is very slow. In the district, keep in mind that a portion of D Street in Southeast is closed between 50th Street and 51st Street, and that due to fire department activity. And also, East Street is closed between 5th Street and 6th Street in Southeast for gas main repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert today as the remnants of Laura pass through the D.C. metro. We'll have the chance for showers in the morning, storms by the afternoon. Some of those may have some gusty winds, highs in the mid-80s. So we head overnight, mainly clear behind a cold front, lows back into the 60s, mostly sunny on your Sunday, beautiful conditions, low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
72 degrees, 6:49 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update, last weekend in August. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Eric Stewart. We like to have Eric join us from time to time, take a look at the real estate market, get the very latest on trends. Of course, Eric is with the Eric Stewart Group and hosts a program here every Sunday morning on WMAL, 8 o'clock. Eric, good to have you with us.
Good to be back, Rick. How's everything going for you?
So far, so good. However, in some of the industries, things are not going so well. The airline industry, you look at hotels, restaurants, the entertainment industry, look what's happened to sports. But what about the real estate market? It's a different picture there, isn't it?
When there is a low interest rate environment and our economy is being supported the way that it is through the current quantitative easing, it makes a surefire mix of excitement in real estate. I can't tell you a time in my career that is anything like what we're experiencing right now. Yes, I've lived through the 1985 through 89 bull market and the 1997 through 2000 rise and 2000 to 2006 incredible bull market. But this, that cost of money has dropped so much. Now you can get fixed rates at 2.75%. That it makes buying a home much more affordable, and that's driving the market in tandem with a constriction in supply, and prices are jumping across the whole DMV. If you're a buyer, you're kind of up against a wall here to find something, ideally, before it comes on the market, or you have to be ready with a bazooka to win that battle if you go in to try to buy a home.
So what do you recommend for somebody that is in the market to buy? What do you suggest as a real estate agent?
Well, what I recommend is that you get pre-approved to purchase a home, and you do so with a lender of your choosing, and you prepare yourself to go in and find a property and do what's called a pre-inspection upon finding one that you like. A pre-inspection is a 2 to 3 hour inspection before you actually submit your offer. So when you go in to make your offer, you don't have a contingency on a home inspection. If you can walk in with the least number of contingencies, you may win the day.
Now, if you're a seller, what suggestions would you have to a seller these days? Because it's, for them, it's different than it has been probably the last time they sold a house.
Right. Sellers do not rely on your previous sense of market value. If you tried to sell your home previously and it expired unsold, please give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group at 800-900-9104, and we will give you a new market evaluation to tell you where the existing pricing is. It's going to be different. It's going to be better. And you're going to sell your house now. Again, that's 800-900-9104 if you want to talk with us about selling.
Eric, you're known for hosting live events and have been doing it for years. But in this time of COVID-19, live events and seminars are off the program. So we've all turned online, and you've got a webinar coming up. It's going to be really helpful for people that are in the market to sell a home. Tell us what's going on and when it's coming up.
Well, Rick, we have created webinars to teach prospective homeowners how to sell for top dollar. And the webinar on the 3rd of September is at 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm going to cover the essence of timing, pricing, and condition, and then follow that up with in-depth webinars on condition, on timing, and on pricing on the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th of September. At different times of the day. And if you want to know how to approach the sale of your home in 2020 with the technology, with staging, and with how the timing of how to enter the market to get the best price is going to work, you should attend this. It's really great general information. It takes my 33 years of experience and about 3,300 homes that I've sold and boils it into this particular webinar set that you'll walk away having enjoyed some great storytelling, some really fun insight into the market, plus getting some great, great tidbits on how to approach the whole process So if you go to ericstewartgroup.com, you can register there at ericstewartgroup.com. On the front page, you'll see a link there for registering. And simply click on that link and then scroll down the page to the different webinars that you may want to sign up in. And we'll acknowledge that, send you the link, and you'll be able to join us. It's a very popular webinar, and we would love for you to be able to participate. You can ask questions along the way, and I'm present to guide you through that process on those specific dates. So go to ericstewartgroup.com, sign up for our webinar series or for one of the webinars that's of interest to you on how to sell in the COVID-19 global pandemic. Rick, one more thing I'll mention on this. This is the time of year in September where we are preparing home sellers specifically for the spring of next year. You may have some listeners who are thinking about selling right now. They can call us at 800-900-9104 if they want to talk with us immediately. But if you're really more a year off or you're getting ready but just not quite ready, these webinars will help you if you're not able to attend and you'd like to have a visit from one of our team to talk with you with a specific strategy on how to prepare. We would advise that too.
With the uncertainty in the economic markets, Eric, tell us a little bit about financing, maybe some suggestions on how to go about that.
Well, buyers can put down as little as 3.5% or 5% or 10% or 20% or more in order to pursue financing. The accommodation in financing is particularly attractive right now. One of the reasons why prices for money are submerged below traditional frames, we're looking at 2.75% interest rates, is that the government is buying bonds similar to what occurred during the Obama administration when we were coming out of the Great Recession. The goal here is that we sustain a low interest rate environment so the cost of borrowing money stays cheap so we can sustain our overall economy. If you don't know it, since May of this year, home prices have been climbing steadily because the price of money dropped so hard because of COVID. I expect this to continue until the bond buying stops and until our economy gets back onto a normal track. There could be 1 month where all of a sudden rates go up by a full percent or 2%. This is a particular opportunity and time. If you're a buyer, take advantage of it today and call us at 800-900-9104. We'll help you through that process of buying, or go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Eric, that's very helpful information. And again, Eric's website, ericstewartgroup.com. Preview of the show tomorrow?
I'll be talking about two listings, one in McLean and one in Potomac, Maryland, in the luxury market, and be speaking specifically to what's going on in that market. Plus, I've got an interesting story to tell.
As always, Eric Stewart, thank you very much for the info.
My pleasure, Rick. Have a great day, and thanks.
Thank you. 657 Saturday Morning Update again. His website is ericstewartgroup.com if you want to sign up for the seminar. And we're at 657. We've got the 7 o'clock news coming up. Then we're back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland all on the way.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Who's your wireless network? AT&T? Verizon? Well, the average person is saving $400 a year just by switching to Pure Talk USA. Pure Talk is on the same network, same towers, just 50% of the price. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. Switch to Pure Talk today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now. That's #250, say switch now. Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Pure Talk USA.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and sometimes when I'm out and about, people will say, "Is it really true that you loved your Good Feet Arch Support so much that you bought the store?" "Of course it is," I say, "and I never dreamed that I would run marathons and continue to stay active without my feet getting in the way." When I bought the store in 2014, I would have never imagined that tens of thousands of customers would find relief from foot, knee, and back pain. The support of these loyal customers has allowed us to open new stores throughout Virginia, Maryland, and now North Carolina. I love to hear their stories of walking, running, and just enjoying their new life pain-free. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain keep you from living the life you love. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk and get your own Good Feet story. To find the store nearest you, go to goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, Maryland.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.